programs and how LMRE can help save you money. We'll be together
as one. Why are you buying store-bought raspberries from California? You can get fresh, homegrown raspberries from Center Road Farms in Avon.
Really? Where's Center Road Farms?
Center Road Farms is on Route 83, just south of Avon Commons. They don't use any chemicals or pesticides. The berries are grown organically and are delicious. Once you try the raspberries from Center Road Farms, you'll never buy them from a store again.
Route 83, just south of Avon Commons, right?
Yep. Look for the fresh raspberry sign. Open Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and picking through Halloween.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
When severe weather cuts across Lorain and Medina counties, depend on the radio station on the edge of the storm. Your official weather station, locally owned and locally responsive. AM 930 WEOL.
Bullseye on weather on AM 930 and 100.3 FM. Overnight, the real feel of fall, with a low near 47. Friday, sunshine, the real feel of summer. High of 80.
It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
I'm playing this song for a reason. I feel like we should have been recording for like the last 10 minutes here in studio. We had all kinds of fun. Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Time now for our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. Today, we're putting the spotlight on the Elyria school system. We have Amy Higgins here in studio and Superintendent Ann Schloss joining us. Amy, Ann, how are you?
Great.
We're great. Lots going on in the Elyria schools. Really busy, but having fun.
And we covered a lot of ground there over the last 10 minutes while Matt was doing the news, Ann and her time in sports, and Amy was telling us about the pink cookies that were being sold at the Apple Festival this weekend. Tracy Sprinkle came by for a few. Seems like you guys had a good time at the festival.
We had a great time. Pink cookies are a favorite in the community and now across the world, actually. They're world-renowned.
Across the world?
Yes. It was quite a story some years ago when there was new nutrition legislation that forced us to take the pink cookie out of the cafeteria, and it actually traveled the world, and we had all kinds of coverage and started to receive orders from across the world. So now we can actually say it's world-renowned.
Wow.
But we did go through about 10,000 cookies in the 3 days at the Apple Festival and sold out. So we could have probably gone through more.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Now, before we start getting into the nuts and bolts, I knew about your time with the Cavs, Ann, and it's weird because you and I have lived in the same neighborhood for a couple of years now. I had no idea that your time with the Cavs had so many different layers to it. You talked about how you brought Joe Tate to a couple of establishments in the area. And on top of that, you were telling us that you were able to hold on to Hot Rod Williams' signing bonus. I had no idea.
I did. I just happened to be in the printing room at the right time. Back in the days, they used to print the checks out of the printer. But yes, I spent about 3 years. My first degree was in sport marketing. And we were talking about Tim Alcorn, got to know Tim pretty well during that time. But yes, I enjoyed my time there, but I enjoy my time in Elyria City Schools much more.
What a wonderful answer. Outstanding. Well, you also told us, too, that your first day with the Cavaliers was the day of or the day after the shot.
The day after the shot. I actually was a guest that night of my new boss at the game. And then I had to start the next morning, and I will say it was it was most quiet. no one talked to me the whole day, but we survived. We came back, and didn't do too poorly the next season. We were pretty good, if I remember correctly.
Absolutely. Well, there were much, much better days ahead. No question about that. Well, there are wonderful days ahead for Elyria Schools. No question about that either. You guys have a lot of wonderful things going on, new facilities going up too, and we'll hit on some of those. But I read about this in the Chronicle-Telegram a couple of weeks ago. The food pantry and the after-school meal program. So this is going to affect both the high school and one of the elementary schools as well. Tell us about this.
Sure. Well, it is a wonderful thing. We partnered with Second Harvest and for the food pantry. It's a school-based food pantry. And essentially what that means is they bring all of the food and household goods to our schools. We have two sites that we're running food pantries in through the year. One is Elyria High School and the other is Oakwood Elementary School. And we do have a schedule of those food pantries online, but we had our first one this past Monday at Elyria High School. Our volunteers, it's staffed by our own employees, and we had an excellent turnout from what we understand from Second Harvest, the largest turnout that they've experienced at an opening night. I think that people were very grateful for the convenience of the location right downtown Elyria. A lot of people that could walk to that location. And I think that they appreciated it being based in a school because a lot of the folks that visited just seemed very comfortable coming into the schools. I think it was a nice setting for them.
And it tied in very well. About 2 weeks ago, we started our program where there's an after-school meal for students. Anyone the age of 18 or under between 4 and 5:30 can come up to the high school and get dinner. So that helps a lot of our clubs and athletes and neighborhood kiddos that can come in and have a meal. So that night we actually had quite a few students that came through the line and community members and get them a nutritious meal at the same time.
Yeah, it really is a great combination of programs. The after-school meal program is run through Aramark, our food service provider. And then Aramark works very closely with Second Harvest on the back end of some of the other programs that we do in food service. And so it really is just a very easy working relationship between the three organizations.
You mentioned how it affects athletics to some degree also. And speaking of, let's discuss the Pioneer Garden. I've seen some of the pictures. That looks really, really cool. How did this come together and how does that enhance the athletic experience?
Right. Well, we first and foremost have to thank our partners at Ridge Tool. They were so gracious in their donation, and the team got together. Kudos to several members of the team that put the design together. They looked at a lot of ballparks, and we decided to kind of give a cozy area where people could have a great meal together before the game. And that seems to be what a lot of them are doing. We also added VIP seating up near the press box. And if you notice out there also, we have a pavilion that was donated by our construction company and our architects and some local companies that we are also able to put tables there all through this donation from Ridge. But we had a great grand opening, mm-hmm. and it's really become a hot spot there, and the community is really enjoying it.
It was really cool because there really wasn't a place at the stadium to this point. We just opened last year, of course, but for folks to just hang out other than the bleachers. And so this has some really nice casual seating. We actually got some cornhole boards there, and that's actually how we christened the place, too. We had the executive team from Ridge Tool come over, and they did a dedication cornhole toss with a beanbag. So it was a lot of fun, and it's really getting a lot of use for each game.
So was the the ribbon cutting, the official unveiling, or was it somebody actually tossing one of the cornhole bags?
It was a beanbag toss.
Wow, okay.
As the opening, yes.
I like how you guys worked that tailgate theme in here.
Yes.
Very well done, very well done. You said there's VIP seating near the press box as well, correct?
Yes, up in the up near the press box, there's a really great bird's eye view and a wonderful platform where we can fit high-top tables up there. And so we're working on that space still to enhance it, but it's just got the best view in the house.
Well, I'm going to need that view because I'm calling the game against Shaker Heights there in a couple of weeks. So that could be a lot of fun to call it from the VIP vantage point. That could be a blast. That could be an absolute blast. Well, the new stadium is obviously really awesome, but that's not the only new facility you guys have going up. Also, ground was broken not too long ago at Eastern Heights, opening in a couple of years. Mm-hmm. What are some of the amenities that you guys expect to have in this new school?
Well, you know, the nice thing about all five of our buildings is we're going to be very I don't want to say a boilerplate, but each building will have the same amenities as far as teaching and learning goes. We want everyone to get the same experience. And I have to say, the studio learning is going to be fantastic coming from my teacher point of view, but also from a student's point of view. It really enhances collaboration, working together, flexible seating, teachers being able to work together. Gives you kind of like that college atmosphere of learning. And flexibility to also say, hey, we're going to close the door or close the garage door or close the wall and concentrate on just who's in the classroom. We have a lot of neat other things within the big maker space. We have a health center in each of the K-8 campuses, which we're hoping to be a community partnership. One really neat thing in all five of the elementary PE rooms, we have what's called a LU. It's an interactive wall that you can do things like math and social studies and also motor skills like eye-hand coordination, so it can be used in gym class. So just a lot of top-of-the-line technology, 21st century experiences throughout the building.
And is kind of encapsulating that college-like experience or the college education, is that something you guys are trying to do, especially at a really young age, even as far down as elementary school?
I think so. Our students need to be problem solvers, critical thinkers. Their learning has to be inquiry-based because that is what's expected of them in the 21st century now in the working world. And I think the earlier we introduce them to those or that skill set, the better prepared they'll be for either college or career tech fields, because right now, either pathway is very valuable.
No question about it. Well, we appreciate you guys coming in studio. We always have so much fun when you come in. Today, we covered a lot of ground from new facilities to world-renowned pink cookies and Ann's tenure with the Cavaliers beginning after this shot. But we went all over the place with this. So, Amy, Ann, thank you guys both so much for coming in studio. This is a lot of fun.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you guys in a couple of weeks when I'm out there again. I'm anxious to see the VIP seating up near that press box.
We'll make sure we have a cookie up there for you.
Oh, nice. See? I love it. Good stuff. Again, that's Amy Higgins and Ann Schloss, superintendent at Elyria, joining us here on the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. We need to get to a break in just a moment. Matt will update us on the local news. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.
With baseball, what's happening off the field can be just as important as the hits, runs, and errors. Get the full story on the games and more in the Chronicle-Telegram. All season, Chris Ossenheimer pens Tribe Notes, bringing you the inside scoop, the slumps, the streaks.